This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Progress. Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, baruch habaim. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. We're up to Simen Pehei. Simen Pehei. Be'eza mekaymais asar likrois kriya shema. In which places is it prohibited to read Shema? In which places is it prohibited to read Shema? Says the Mechaber, "Vayelech adam b'mavayis hametunafayis." A person should not walk in dirty alleyways. V'yaniach yadav yaday alpiv, and put his hand on his mouth. V'yikro kriya shema, and say the Shema. V'afilim hayo korei, even if you're in the middle of reading, uba. Even if you're walking, tzarach lahafse kishagil lamavay hametunaf, you would have to stop when you get to a dirty alleyway. Uchsheyetze misham. And when you leave there, afilu shah kidei ligmaras kula, even if the delay was the amount of time it took to complete the whole thing, which usually we say that amount of delay is considered a genuine hefsek, einoi tzarach lachzar, ela lamakam shapasak. You only have to go back to where you're up to, you don't have to start again. Hagav yesham shechoizel rosh. Some say you do have to go back to the beginning, v'chein ikar. That is the ikar, v'ayin la'el simen samach hey. Okay, so Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Yaniach Yadav, what exactly are you doing by putting your hand on your mouth? Kalaymar shekoyre kol kach belachash ad she'enoi nikar klau shemarachish besvasav gam kenasar. What does it mean, Yaniach Yadav alpiv? It means you say it so quietly that it's almost unrecognizable that you're saying anything. It's still asar. The Dershu brings that earlier we learned in Simanayin Tesef Katan, hey, that someone who's careful not to say Hashem's name in a makayim metunaf, it's a skula for arichas yamim. We say about him, uvadavar hazat ta'arichu yamim. On the other hand, the Gra brings, Shekhinah Chara brings, the Oynesh is kares. We had in the Bir Halacha, Simen Pei Gimel, Sif Hei. The Bir Halacha brought that somebody who kept his Sfarim in a place that was Meyuchad for the bathroom, not only do we say Kidvar Hashem Baza, but also it affected his children, that his children left the fold, and this was the Einesh. In other words, it's very serious that one has to be careful of the cleanliness of the place that a person learns and keeps his Svarim. Okay. Weiter. Sivkotim Beis. Kishayagia. Right, Soloimar. When you get B'toich Dalet Amos within the four cubits, Vim Hulafanov, and if it's in front of you, Aser Kumlayenov, it's Aser in eye shot. V'chein Iker, that you'd have to go back to the beginning if you delay the amount of time to finish the whole thing. Ayin b'simen samachei b'mishnah berurah shebeyarnu sham kol pratei hadin. Sif beis. Afilu leharher b'divrei Torah asur b'beis hakisei u'beis hamerchatz. Even to think, in words of Torah, it is prohibited in a bathroom or a bathhouse. U'v'makam hatinoifes, or in a dirty place. V'hu hamakam sheish b'yitzaya me'arglayim. That is a place that has excrement and urine. Hagav, afilu hilchos hamerchatz asur lumay b'merchatz. You can't have a say there in hilchos hamerchatz in the merchatz. You want to be an ibur chacham. You say, okay, I'm not going to learn k'tzoyis hachoshen, but I'm going to have a say there in simen pei dalet in the merchatz. No. Don't have a say in simen pei dalet in the merchatz. What about to speak in Hebrew? In Lashon Kodesh, Dvarim Shel Chayil Mutar LaAmram Sham B'Lashon HaKodesh. Secular subjects you could speak in Hebrew. So in other words, if you're, you know, it's become a Jewish pastime to shmooze in the mikvah. You know, you could tell the difference between Chassidim and Non-Chassidim. The Non-Chassidim, they do their thing, they go to the mikvah as quickly as possible. It's not like a cultural pastime, you know. But those who are really into it, you know, if you want to know if somebody's a real mikvah goer, if he strikes up, he's chatty. The guy who's chatty in the mikvah, he's a real mikvah goer. So you're allowed to have a conversation in Lashon Kodesh. Yes. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. It's Midas Chasidus, not to. It's Midas Chasidus, not to. See, number 8. That's mashma, by the way, that you're allowed to speak in another language. Even though the Rama said earlier that you're not allowed to speak in the bathroom, the Minchas Yitzchak explains that l'tzorech gadol, you're allowed to speak kishe'eino nifne. Very interesting. The din of the Sefer Chasidim, that Midas Chasidus is Tzimachmer, that's only if you live outside of Eretz Yisrael. But if your language of operation is Lashon Kodesh, it's not even Midas Chasidus not to speak in Amerchatz, in Lashon Kodesh. So in Eretz Yisrael, you could be chatty, manishma, yeah? You could say, why, all the words in Lashon HaKodesh, you'll have to say, it's not even Midas Chasidus. Fine, weiter. Says Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan dalad. Afilu harav, afilu bizman she'ein sham adam. Even at a time that there's nobody there, we had this many times already. The din of a merchatz. I don't know if you saw what I posted on Monday. What's the din of the merchatz? Is the din of a merchatz? It's because of havel, havla, vezuhama. No, that's what it seemed like from the last Mishnah Berurah on the Siman and from other comments of the Mishnah Berurah. Just we weren't sure because it seems like it's dependent on what percentage of the people are unclothed there. So if it was a din in the Hevel and the Zuhama, why does it matter in the outer room? Then most people are dressed. In the inner room, most people are unclothed. If it's a din on Hevel of the Zuhama, then what does it have to do with whether people are dressed or not? Unless the pshat is a beis hamerchatz is usher because of hevel. What has a din of a beis hamerchatz if people are usually undressed? That reflects it's a beis hamerchatz. But the tam for the beis hamerchatz is the hevel of a zuama. Or do we say a makkaim that people are usually undressed is by definition a makkaim that's not kadosh? But again, that would be chiddush. The Mishnah Berurah didn't say anything of that sort. Okay. In any event, even if nobody's there, b'divrei Torah, v'chein aser la'ayin v'beis hakisei b'mishkalei hashemois v'ha'pa'olim shaloshon hakodesh. Likewise, it's aser to be ayin in the bathroom in various rules of dikduk, of nouns and verbs and tenses and binyanim. She'in derech la'agia li'idia rak al p'yaksuv. The only way to understand these subjects is through psukim. V'yavoy lahar b'mikra, you're going to come to think about psukim. So there's no, I don't want to catch anybody learning dikduk in a beis hamerchatz. What? Okay. Now, what about listening to Torah anytime in the bathroom? So he brings in the dershu that Rav Moshe says, you should be zahir not to do this, because you could come to hear her, which is asr makam hamatunafim. Yeah, pashat. Okay. Upashat, the mutar adam is bainim beisakisa begaido shaflusai. It's pashat a person could contemplate his great lowliness. Veshabasoifai yachsar kulai liois afar rima vitailea. And the end, you will turn into dust, worms, and maggots. Ve'eino alai hagaiva, and gaiva is not fitting for him.
Isn't that based on the Mishnah Pirkei Avos?
Yeah, the Mishnah Pirkei Avos advises that you should think about this. But you are allowed to think about that you're going to end up being eaten by worms. The picture of a person being eaten by worms is not Torah per se. I mean, why are we worried? You're going to start thinking about the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. You're going to be thinking, why does that Mishnah come before this Mishnah? Why did Akavi ben Mahalal say it? Nah, nobody remembers that. No, we're not afraid that you're going to think that. The big shaila is, Rabbi Isai, are you allowed to think about emuna in the bathroom? Are you allowed to think about the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos in the bathroom? The Bir Halacha earlier in Simon Aleph, Sif Aleph, brings the name of the Sefer Achinuch. They are the sheish mitzvahs tamidiyos, chiyuvan tamidi, v'la yifsiku afilo rega echad, because man mchorega sheyachshvam, yikai mitzvah sasei. However, the Levushe Mordechai says you still cannot think about the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidis in the bathroom. The Chachma Shloimai, the Rav Shlomo Kluger says, is mutter to think about Mitzias Hashem in the bathroom. Rav Chaim Knievsky says you're allowed to think about the Sheish Mitzvahs Tamidis in the bathroom. I, the Bir Halacha, writes in Sim Tavkov Peches, not to do a mitzvah in the bathroom. That's a mitzvah sheyesh by masa. But the sheyesh mitzvah tamidis ain't by masa. By the way, so that would come out, you should not give tzedakah in the bathroom. Somebody sends you, you know, the 90th link of the day. You know, it would mean so much for me if you would contribute to, you know, friends for, I don't know, for Eskimos that support, I don't know what, and you want to give tzedakah. So, according to this Bir Halacha, Ilchar, it's a mitzvah sheyesh by maisa. What do you say? You're allowed to do that? You're not allowed to do that? Is giving tzedakah a mitzvah sheyesh by maisa? The Dirshu quotes the Bir Halacha in Siman Tav Kuf Peches Sif Beis. I think he's talking about Tekiah Shofar in the bathroom.
Tzedakah is not the same as Tekiah Shofar.
Nira Shem Hischel. What?
Tzedakah is the same as Tzedakah's name is Tekiah Shofar. Tzedakah is not a Maisa mitzvah.
What is it?
So with your money, you be mekayim a mitzvah, huh?
It's not. It's a mitzvah.
If I tell someone I'm donating this money, I'm going to say mitzvah tzedakah, but I'm not. What's a Maisa?
Giving it. The Maisa is giving it.
Saying give a dollar or put it in credit cards is all Maisa mitzvah.
I mean,
but it comes with my credit card every month, and I don't do a Maisa. They charge my credit card. It's not a Maisa mitzvah.
The giving it. You mean, let's say I just said, Amir, you have to swipe the card. Let's say you didn't swipe the card.
It's a mitzvah of the moment. Yeah, I'm not the same as Tekiah Shofar, where you're doing it.
Says Mate Ephraim, Nira Shem Hischel Litkoya Umayim Shoisasin Al Berkov Poisek Ad Sheyichlu Hamayim B'Choizot Kamerosh. You're definitely yotze. The gam yisham b'shizus the b'shosh mekayim mitzvah poyel who avoida vein lasas avoida derech bizayin. You could say it's not kavod. I don't know. I'm not convinced you're not allowed to. Okay, weiter. Okay, Aser, v'yachshav sham cheshbonos beisai v'yitza asav. Stam, some practical idea. You should do your bills in the bathroom. You know, bounce your checkbook in the bathroom. Kidei shelo yavoi lidei hira. So you don't come to thinking about Torah. U'b'shabbos, Yachshev bebinyanim v'tziyurim naim. Shabbos, you should think about beautiful buildings. By the way, question, you're not allowed to put on tzitzis in the bathroom? Of course you're allowed to. In fact, The Bir Halacha writes in Siman Tav Kuf Peches, he asks on the Mate Ephraim, he says, since when you now do mitzvahs in the bathroom? He says, you're allowed to put on tzitzis in the bathroom. V'heichon matzinu sha'asar l'kayim mitzvah kishagufa inenaki aybemakam she'enaki hoyim asar lubosh talah shel arba kanvas kishagufa ayamakam inenaki loy matzinu kein b'shum makayim. Yeah, so there you go. You're allowed to do a ma'isim. You're allowed to do a mitzvah in the bathroom. You don't have to take off your tzitzis in the bathroom. When you wear tzitzis, do you get a mitzvah? Yeah. Do you have to take it off when you go in the bathroom? Why don't you have to take it off? You're not going to be mekayim mitzvahs in the bathroom. The answer is, loy matzino, something like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman says like this, in Halicha Shlomo, shekavana seber lacha yirak lechatchila, shetzarach lidchois es kiyam mitzvah satara ad sheyuchal kam b'makom naki. In other words, if you're walking in a mavoi hamatunaf, an ani comes to you. So you say, no, I can't give you tzedakah here. There's a sewer passing by. I'll catch you tomorrow. No, says Rosh Hashanah, you have to give it. It's only l'chatchila. It's a din l'chatchila. Okay, we could examine that further when we get up to Hilchos Tkiyah Shofar. Fine. Beveis HaKisei. One more. V'afilu b'toicho arba amos shal beis HaKisei mimakim shekala areach gam kein osur lahar. Even within 4 amos of the beis HaKisei, from the place that the smell stopped, it's also osur to think. V'ayin le'elbisim and ayin tesim v'shabrosiv katan gimel. Kasa v'sefer toisles yushalayim b'shem hayushalmi. De Baborski, in a tannery, osur lehispala. It's osur to daven. V'chein lahaskir kol davar shebekdusha, or to mention any matter of kedusha. Now that's a problem, because I was in a tannery in Fez. It was the worst smelling place I was ever in my entire life. Actually, yesterday, I was in Los Angeles at the Aguda convention, and I met a Rav there who republishes Sfarim from Fez, and he restores Mekayim HaKadoshim in Fez. Anyway, he was maskim that the tannery over there was quite... But I did a clip over there. I don't know. Do I have to take it down? V'hu shehischal ha'ibod. That's if the tanning process began. Sheish reich rav avdan leischal mutar. If you didn't start yet, it's permitted. Pashat zman sha'asar huafil lo ha'uman atzmai shemorgwa reich rav. Even the worker himself, who's used to the smell, ve'inoy margish, kol shemrei yelam achim mitzayar mizah reich rav. Any time that other people would be mitzayar, ukidol el b'simen ayin tes sif aleph. Okay, Rav Oisai, hold over here. Shkoyach. Yash shkoyach to Rabbi Yeager for giving the Dvar Halach yesterday. Shkoyach. Call Tov.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.